The carousel at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco was up and running this morning, but there was nobody around to ride it. Mayor London Breed hopes that will soon change. Behind the carousel, on Pier 39, overlooking the San Francisco Bay, the mayor announced that indoor dining was reopening in San Francisco as the city moves from the purple tier into the less restrictive red tier of California's COVID-19 reopening guidelines.
Because we're in the red tier, the opportunity to expand what we open and what we make available to the public is really exciting. Because ultimately, we're in the red right now, but just a few weeks, we'll probably most likely be in the orange. And that means we open our city more. And eventually we get to the yellow. And especially with the vaccinations that we're putting out, once we have supply, we'll be at a better place.
San Francisco is one of seven counties moving into the red tier this week, along with Napa, Santa Clara, San Mateo, and several rural counties in the Sierra Nevadas. Red tier counties can reopen indoor dining, movie theaters, museums, zoos, and aquariums at 25% capacity, or up to 100 people, whichever is fewer. Gyms, dance studios, and yoga studios can also open at 10% capacity. Restrictions on outdoor dining are loosening up as well. The 10 p.m. curfew will be removed, and up to three households are allowed to dine together. But indoor dining will be more restricted. Here's Laura Thomas, the executive director of the Golden Gate Restaurant Association.
It's going to feel a little tighter, but remember, we're moving forward. So we're going to ask that people sit at tables of four or less in one party, that it's one household. And as Mayor Breed said, that I know it is a pain, but whenever anybody from the restaurant approaches you, be that a runner, a busser, a host, a server, a manager, we really need the public to grab that mask and put it back on before the staff approaches the table.
Thomas emphasized that customers need to do their part to follow the regulations and that it shouldn't be the job of restaurant workers to police customers' behavior. But throughout the pandemic, frontline workers like restaurant servers have often been forced to take on that role. Restaurant workers have reported confrontations with customers who refused to wear face coverings during the pandemic. Some have even been confronted with violence when asking patrons to wear masks. A recent study from UCSF found that food and agricultural workers have the highest risk of death among working Californians, with line cooks specifically having the highest death rate of all. Mayor Breed says restaurant workers are now eligible to get vaccinated in San Francisco. But the city's largest vaccination site, the Moscone Center, just reopened after being shut down for 2 weeks, resulting in a backlog of 24,000 appointments. It remains to be seen whether these new reopenings will increase foot traffic at places like Fisherman's Wharf, which was eerily quiet, except for a few tourists like Marcia Cozad and her partner, who are visiting from Pierce, Colorado, each of them sporting an I Heart San Francisco face mask.
We rode the BART from the airport. That was an experience. And I've already had clam chowder in a bread bowl.
You're not worried about the risk of COVID when you come out to a touristy area like this?
Not a bit. I'm loving all the masks around. I've seen everybody wiping things down. I think California is going to make it. Colorado already has kind of turned the corner.
Indoor dining could reopen as early as Wednesday. Meanwhile, health officials are still urging residents to stay vigilant in taking safety measures to ward off spread of COVID-19, like continued mask wearing, social distancing, and frequent hand washing. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.